Sir Henry Curtis here, welcoming you to another No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. Swallow the red pill, put on the sunglasses, and prepare to see this particular physical world as it truly is, instead of the false view those running this world are projecting into your eyes and brain. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about tax-funded indoctrination centers, also known as public schools. You may be surprised to learn that your host, Sir Henry, attended public school. And I don't mean public school in the UK sense, which is actually private school, but I mean real tax-funded public schools. It might come as a surprise. It's not really. I will say that my parents chose the country in which we moved to based on their relative educations, both having attended public schools, which really, if we're going to be accurate about calling public schools, we should call them tax-funded indoctrination centers. Why is it the indoctrination centers? Well, think about it. Think about what comes out of them. First off, well, we have to go back a bit. Our system of public schooling was invented by a Prussian bureaucrat named Otto von Bismarck in the late 1800s. At that time, the industrial age was beginning. And von Bismarck, he thought it'd be a good idea to train humans to do two things, take orders in the military or do repetitive tasks in factories. So what better way to train humans than to get them while they're young, as the Jesuits said, and make them sit in rows and take orders from an adult figure at the front of the classroom. Learn rudimentary things and be taught not to think for themselves, but to think like everyone else. That's far more important to the school system. You might want to encourage individual thought and reasoning. The establishment does not want that. If it wanted that, it wouldn't have the media session the way it is. It wouldn't be doing all kinds of things to distract us from all the nonsense going on, like the famous celebrities and who's doing what and who's married to who and, oh my goodness, what this person said, it must be awful. Yeah, no, that's just a distraction. Best to leave all that stuff to someone else and worry about yourself instead of celebrities' lives. It's kind of sad if you don't have a life and you spend your life living vicariously through others. So, schools. Yes, the tax-funded indoctrination centers. They were invented by a guy over 100 years ago to train little humans to be compliant big humans and not to have to think too much. That's for the ruling class. And if you think there isn't a ruling class, well, start paying more attention. Now, with these schools, we have a situation in which the unionized liberal arts people who usually become teachers get to indoctrinate students with their points of view. That's why we have so many, well, I hate to use the term, but it's liberal lefty thinkers. And they're not really thinkers because how can you be a lefty and be a thinker? The two just don't go together at all. If you think, eventually you become slightly more conservative in your positioning. Anyway, we've got these unionized schools and funded by taxes and bond issues. Usually, and taxes, by the way, are stolen from the productive. Schools typically get their funding from property owners in the form of property taxes. So as soon as you rent or buy in a jurisdiction, you are paying for this indoctrination, which is kind of outrageous when you think about it. And it's not like you have a choice, though, because The powers that are have stuck a gun in your belly and said, fork it over, fat guy. Give us that money so we can indoctrinate these little ones into our way of thinking. It's not their way of thinking at all. It's how they want them to think, which is a whole nother subject. There's a thing lately I've been hearing, I guess for the last, maybe it's longer than lately. Every time there's a little incident with anyone, you know, a child eating a Pop-Tart into the shape of a pistol or something, that child gets booted out of school for what the school board generally calls zero tolerance. Well, zero tolerance equals zero intelligence. There's nothing dangerous about a Pop-Tart except what it's made of and consuming it. Turn it into the shape of a pistol. I mean, what does it fire? Realistically, I guess school officials are too stupid to know that Pop-Tart eaten in the shape of a pistol is not as dangerous as a pistol. Like I said, except with the exception of the sugar, if it's consumed. I used to love Pop-Tarts. I haven't eaten one in decades. Maybe I should. Maybe that's my problem. There are other things pointing a kid who got kicked out of school for pointing a chicken finger at another student and going, bang. Yeah, well, that's really dangerous and not childlike at all. So definitely he should be kicked out. Yes, I'm being sarcastic just in case. At issue with this kind of stupidity, in addition to, we have something about when there's an incident in a neighborhood. Suppose some guy is seen carrying a fishing rod and some other wimpy, panty-waisted moron calls the police, the local gangsters, and says, hey, this guy's got a gun. Then immediately, the school is placed on lockdown. Okay. Lockdown is a term that comes from prisons. I get that, and that makes sense, except on lockdown is a really, really stupid, stupid phrase. I mean, why can't you say we've locked up the school or we've locked up the tax-funded child indoctrination center? It's much more accurate. This whole, oh, we've placed the school on lockdown. No, you haven't. You haven't placed it on lockdown. You've locked those children inside the building. Oh, which reminds me, all the school shootings. When I was a youngster, we shot rifles regularly, often in school basements, without ear and eye protection or adequate ventilation systems, too. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm saying there were rifles and other firearms readily available, yet nobody shot up a school. Nowadays, with all the drugs and all this other nonsense and posturing and anti-violence and zero intelligence, zero intolerance, crapola, you got school shootings. What nobody says, at least nobody in the mainstream media, says that every single one, and I mean every single one of these school shootings, is perpetrated by somebody who is on antipsychotic medication or recently chose to take themselves off of antipsychotic medication. However, since the large pharmaceutical firms have so much money, including the ability to hire buildings full of lawyers to defend their positions, no one's ever going to say that in the mainstream media. I just did, though. Unfortunately, I'm not mainstream. Perhaps you can help me do that. I'm not going to beg you, though. Do you have an alternative if you have children from something that differs from sending them to tax-funded indoctrination centers where they learn how to be, well, stupid, basically? Yes, you do. You can teach them at home. Should every parent... Sorry, that should's a bad word. Is every parent qualified to teach their children? No, obviously not. A friend who's a teacher has told me that every year, both the parents and the children are stupider. Every year, they're more stupid. That tells me something. I mean, archery used to be a school activity. Now, if you mention archery, all the scaredy cat parents go, oh, no, not archery. Oh, that might be dangerous. Someone might get hurt. These are the people who have never ridden a bicycle without a helmet and never ridden in a car without a seatbelt. And they're just so coddled. This whole thing about competition, life is a competition. And you cannot protect children from competition. If you do, you're doing them a disservice. So children these days, I'm told, they're not allowed to have winners and losers in school competitions because their feelings might get hurt. Well, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot's going to happen to their feelings when they get out in the real world and get a job. Their feelings are going to get hurt when they fail. And they best find out now when they're children. Learn about failure. It's part of the deal. Even the most successful people have failed. In fact, the most successful people have always failed more, and that's what makes them successful. Ask, Michael Jordan, how many baskets he missed. He missed more than anybody, which is why he was so successful. Babe Ruth, who hit 714 home runs in Major League Baseball, also struck out well more than 1,000 times. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm sure you can find it. You probably find many answers on the internet. My point is that by not allowing people to win and lose, you are hurting them. There is an alternative to public schools, and that's private schools. People who've attended private schools, which is paid for schools, have told me that, with a few exceptions, the only difference is the available recreational drugs are of better quality at private schools because there's more money there. I can't speak from experience. There's a gentleman named Salman Khan who has decided to smash 3,000 years of classroom education. If you go to khanacademy.org, I think, you can learn all kinds of things. You can learn all the way, basic math skills all the way up to differential and integral calculus and probably polynomials and all kinds of other stuff. I'm not sure that everybody's capable of learning online like that. However, you can certainly knock off a lot of things that you could get credit for if you were seeking a college diploma or university degree. You can also take a course. There are several. Well, for example, MIT and Harvard have put their entire curriculums online. If you are smart enough to be able to read them and do the work, it's possible you could take the exams and without ever having set foot in a classroom. Think about how much money you would save on a college or university education. It would be tens of thousands of dollars. You could do that at night instead of going to night school. You might have to go to night school for a few courses. And so what? You could do most of it online. I'm sure there are forums. There are forums everywhere you could get help with. You could probably find an online tutor if you needed extra help. I think it'd be a great way. If I had to go back to college again, that's probably how I would do it, except I went for engineering, so we had to actually build stuff. And that might be more difficult without a laboratory setting and all the tools and everything. And obviously, if you're going to go in for medicine or veterinary or something like that, you need things on which to operate. You got to be able to cut stuff open, and that's kind of difficult to do online. However, online learning is going to trash the low-level colleges that don't have exclusivity. For example, if you go to an Ivy League school, well, for one, you're extremely wealthy, or your parents are. However, when you go there, you're part of an exclusive group. Not everyone can get into those. It's the ones who go to the small colleges and stuff what is a small college going to offer compared to the Khan Academy or another online learning institution? Not much. You can then go to that small college, just take the exams after you've studied everything online, and get your diploma. Makes a lot more sense. You could live at home and work part-time and do that. You could also do it if you were, say, in high school and trying to get through school faster and save money. You could start in, say, 10th grade. I guess Americans call that sophomore or whatever. Take stuff during, weekends. You could do your online studies weekends. You could do it over the summer. How I think, in my opinion, you need a summer break. Get the heck out of school and go do something else, because you're not going to have a lot of chance to do that once you enter the working world, especially if you go into business for yourself, because working never stops. Anyway, I think that's enough on tax-funded indoctrination centers. Thanks for listening to the No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. This is Sir Henry Curtis signing off until our next time together. May your Schwartz go with you.